rather distinguished.
Now that's the origin of the name Teff.
Yeah, I figured it must be a name of some sort.
And when people spell it that aren't familiar with it around here, you can go within 50 miles from here and give your address as Teff. We've never heard of it. They need to make a note of it, Teff, and they spell it with one F. And I says, no, it's big enough for two Fs.
I'm almost sure, I'm not positive, but I'm almost sure that the roadmap, in fact, has T-E-F-T, which is whatever, because I was, of course, studying roadmap, trying to figure out where different places were, and...
You saw it with a single F?
I'm almost sure I did. I've been looking at about three different varieties of, you know, different oil company maps. I've got one I keep in the car, and another one home, and one at the office. And, oh, sure, at least one of those has a... only one F.
Hmm.
I'll check that.
Well, it could be.
Yeah. So this, you say this area is really sort of mixed. It's not necessarily even German, but
it's mixed quite a little now. Besides originally mostly the German, the English, and the Irish,
mm-hmm.
we have other nationalities now too.
Mm-hmm. Is the Dutch thing fairly late?
The Dutch.
Like
De Mott?
Mm-hmm.
No, they've been there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just when, how far back.
Mm-hmm.
They could tell you that better than I can.
Yeah, I was noticing that both Mr. And Mr. First generation.
And then, of course, when World War I arrived, we German school children going to schools, even here, we were pretty unpopular among the Irish and English.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of looked down upon and just kind of shunned because we were German.
But there was a considerable community here, I take it.
You say there was?
I'm asking.
Well, yes, mm-hmm. there was. Mm-hmm.
So there were people that spoke German at functions? And
yes.
And you say you did speak yourself German at home?
Yes, did. And parents did, especially when they went to visit my grandparents at Sandpier.
Mm-hmm.
They would always speak German with the grandparents.
So were the grandparents the... were they the ones that emigrated from Germany? Or?
Yes, especially on my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Mrs. Grandma, they emigrated pretty directly from Germany to this area. And of course, they lived, both grandparents on both sides lived in Sandpier at the same time.
In where?
In Sandpier, which is in Stark County.
Is that, how's that spelled? I'm just curious.
Sandpier?
Uh-huh.
S-A-N, and then capital P-I-E-R-R-E.
That's what I thought.
And another colloquial is really Sandpier, but the local yokels say Sandpier.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I figured. I wasn't sure of that.
We had a commencement speaker here one time from Purdue University. He was a good speaker, and we had him here at Tech High School commencement. And he called it Sandpier, and some of the people just snickered because they were used to saying Sandpier instead of Sandpier.
Uh-huh.
And he was correct, but we were... Now there's your one of your differences in language that you were...
You mean the names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was noticing on the map, meaning to ask somebody, this... I guess it's south of here, with this place called AIX. How's that pronounced?
Aix.
Aix?
Aix.
Okay.